A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons. So Jesus appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The great Dominican theologian, Cardinal Yves Congar, used to tell the story of the holy old rabbi whose disciple asked him, "Father, has the Messiah come?" The rabbi goes to the window and looks out. Then he comes back and he says, "No, my son, nothing has changed." In today's gospel, we see Jesus choosing the 12. He is, as we have been hearing these days since Christmas, just starting out on his public ministry. Today he's choosing his cabinet. Albert Nolan, OP, points out in his wonderful book, Jesus Today, that's a good book to get, that our Lord, like the artisans and craftsmen of his time, came from peasant stock, not the middle class. And he appears in a little backwater country in the Middle East that's controlled by a foreign power. And who is Jesus choosing to begin his amazing, stupendous, world-changing mission? A bunch of peasant fishermen and a member of the IRS. There is nothing in the record demonstrating that they were geniuses of any kind. We're tempted to ask, God, couldn't you have done a little better than that? But this was the beginning. And I think there is a reason why it is so humble. Because it will say to you and me today, hey, there is no excuse for ordinary types like us. We are the church. We are the body of Christ made visible today, now. We are Christ in the world. And we have his Holy Spirit within us. And we inherit his amazing, stupendous, world-changing mission. So where do we go with this? Say I'm a senior citizen and I'm retired. I think that first of all, we believe this truth, that we are Christ in the world and all that. We keep it in our minds. We let it take root in our hearts. Maybe for us, it's to encourage the young to believe that they can change the world. To affirm young persons is a great, 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 very creative, noble work. So affirm them, encourage them to dream big. They can eradicate poverty and injustice. They can feed the hungry, clothe the naked, free the captive. They can cast out demons, the demon of war and violence. Yes. And if we are young and just starting out or in the middle of life, be grateful for the gift. Have courage. Dare to do it. Think outside the box. Dream big. Because you can do it. You can change the world. Yes, believe we can change things for the better.